Greetings, friends. This is Steve Dupuy for the Bible News Prophecy Program with Dr. Bob Teal, bringing you news and analysis of world events in light of Bible prophecy. Dr. Teal, I hear in the news that Russia is not happy with Armenia's closer ties to the European Union. What happened?
Well, Armenia's Prime Minister, Nikol Pashinyan, went to Russia and he met with its President, Vladimir Putin, this past week. Euronews reported the following headline: Putin issues ultimatum to Armenia over closer ties with the EU. And they quote Vladimir Putin for saying, "We see there's a discussion in Armenia about developing relations with the European Union. But it should be obvious and honestly stated up front that membership in a customs union with both the EU and the Eurasian Economic Union is impossible." Anyway, the Russian-Eurasian Economic Union was created in 2015. It includes Russia, Armenia, Belarus, Kazakhstan, and Kyrgyzstan. It is meant to enable the free movement of goods, capital, and labor amongst its members. Okay. And during the meeting at the Kremlin, Putin mentioned to Armenia that they're getting a big discount on gas from because of Russia. But anyway, since it made peace with Azerbaijan, Armenia has increasingly said it wants closer ties to the EU. And the Prime Minister of Armenia told Putin that he knows they can't be both blocks. But for now, it would like to combine its membership with the Eurasian Economic Union with developing cooperation with the EU, as long as it can balance both agendas, it wants to do so. Armenian leader, this is from EU News, made it clear that when the time comes to make the choice, it will be made solemnly by the citizens of Armenia. Quote, "And when the processes reach the point where it will be necessary to make a decision, I'm sure the citizens of the Republic of Armenia, will make that decision," he told Putin, not mincing words, end quote. Well, anyway, the price of energy is certainly something that Armenia needs to consider, particularly in light of the Iran war.
It doesn't sound like Armenia is willing to back down from its pursuit of closer ties with the EU. What was Russia's response?
Well, I read what Vladimir Putin said, and let me read some of his statements. He said, "Russia and Armenia have a special relationship which has evolved over centuries. We're united by our common history, as well as our cooperation to solve challenges. Crucially, we're united by civilizational affinity. I've said this in private before, and I'll say it publicly now. We're always in favor of anything that benefits the Armenian people. You can always rely on it. As far as economic cooperation, we take Armenian exports like vegetables, fruits, and wines. And we supply energy and other types of things. But we observe there's an ongoing discussion in Armenia concerning the development of relations with the European Union. We remain entirely calm about this, understanding each nation endeavors to maximize the advantages of cooperation with third countries. However, this must be transparent. Simultaneous membership in the customs union with the European Union and the Eurasian Economic Union is impossible. It's simply untenable by definition. This isn't a political decision, it's purely economic. Such matters require extensive collaborative efforts, must be taken over years. This includes specific product group evaluations, their market entry, phytosanitary supervision for agricultural products. And Russia and the European Union have completely different and markedly different requirements for such things. Perhaps in years this will pass, and we in the Eurasian Economic Union and the European Union will be able to, since we're on the same continent, be able to resolve them. He said, even before the Ukrainian crisis, we tried to do with the Europeans, but they were just too rigid. Then Putin says, now regarding energy, I hope that situation will improve as well, but in Europe, gas prices exceed US dollars 600 per 1,000 meters, but we supply gas to Armenia for only $177 per 1,000 cubic meters. That's a vast difference, a major magnitude. And if you start to look at the state of Armenia's economy, it seems you should have the same assessment. And by the way, he says, Armenia's exports to the Eurasian Union, Economic Union countries have increased tenfold over recent years. Tenfold. So then he talked about security issues. And he said that, even though there are Russia and Armenia are in something called the Collective Security Treaty Organization, when Armenia recognized Karabakh as part of Azerbaijan in Prague in 2022, it was simply inappropriate for our organization to become involved in this. That being said, he said he'd like to express my hope, regardless of the outcome of the elections in Armenia, of our shared commitment to building and strengthening Russian-Armenian ties will continue.
That's a huge difference in gas prices alone that benefit Armenia. Is there anything else going on?
Yeah, well, Armenia relies on Russia for military protection, even though because of what happened with Azerbaijan, some of them are wondering about it, but that's why Vladimir Putin addressed it. Now, the other thing to consider is Moldova. Moldova is not part of the Eurasian Economic Union, and it basically told Russia it wants to go to the EU, and Russia cut them off on oil, and it's affecting them quite a bit. Now, the far eastern part of Moldova actually wants to become part of Russia, and Russia is actually still supporting them. But the rest of Moldova still, despite its overtures to the European Union, remains the poorest country in Europe. And, of course, the government of Armenia must realize all of this. Yet both Armenia and Moldova are interested in the EU, and the EU is interested in both of them.
Well, it seems like more tension is building between nations. What, in your opinion, is likely to happen next?
In the long run, Armenia, at least part of Moldova, according to the Bible, align with Russia. But the Bible teaches that the European beast power will expand from to the south and to the west. You can read that in Daniel chapter 8. Talks about a little horn that will expand, starting verse 9. Out of one of them came a little horn which grew exceedingly great toward the south, toward the east, and toward the glorious land. Verse 11, he exalted himself as high as the prince of the host, and by him his daily sacrifices were taken away, the sanctuaries cast down. And then he cast truth down to the ground. He did all this and prospered.
Or what is the little horn that grows exceedingly towards the south and east, takes away sacrifices, and then casts truth to the ground?
Well, basically, it's the coming European beast power. The European Union itself expanded mostly south and east of the Benelux nations, which is where it originally formed. Now we got about 450 million people under a new single, though not completely united, government. And you've got places like Ukraine, Moldova, and Armenia that are basically to the south and east as well. So that's consistent with this. Now, the old Radio Church of God talked about the final king of the north, and he cited Dr. Herman Hay cited Daniel 8, verse 9. And then he says, the little horn in Daniel 8 is none other than the last king, the final king of the north described in Daniel chapter 11. So with the position of the Radio Church of God and the Continuing Church of God as well. Mm-hmm. And I mentioned that I think at least part of Moldova will support Europe for a while, maybe even part of Armenia. But ultimately, that's going to switch. Now, I'm going to read something from a free book we have, Lost Tribes and Prophecies. Here's what we've got. Russia, which is both in Europe and Asia, will for a time prosper through trade with the coming European beast, as will Belarus, Moldova, and Ukraine. Central Asia and East Asia. Those in Asia will prosper for a time from the coming Babylonian power led by the European king of the north. Yet the Bible teaches, Daniel 11:44, that news from the east and north will trouble him. That's the European king of the north. This will be from a confederation led by Russia. That will include others, including peoples in Central and East Asia. Various people in those regions are to be involved with the Northern power, who's called the King of the Medes, in Jeremiah 51, starting in verse 27. Let's all read that. Set a banner in the land, blow the trumpet among the nations, prepare the nations against her, call the kingdoms together against her. Ararat, Mini, Ashkenaz, appoint a general against her, cause her horses to come up like bristling locusts, prepare against the nations, with the kings of the Medes, its governors, its rulers, all the land of his dominion. And all the land will tremble in sorrow, and every purpose of the Lord will be performed against Babylon, to make the land of Babylon a desolation without inhabitant.
And who are these people?
Well, today, the Georgians, the Armenians, and others occupy the region near Ararat. And many people appear to be Armenians. And people prophetically called Medes are shown to destroy the final end time Babylon in various parts of the Bible, not just what I read, but for example, in Isaiah 30:13, we read about the burden against Babylon. Verse 17, I will stir up the Medes against them. They won't regard silver. As for gold, they won't delight in it. And their bows will dash young men to pieces. Their eye will not spare children. In Babylon, the glory of the kingdoms, the pride of the Chaldeans, be like when God overthrew Sodom and Gomorrah. And then also, go back to Jeremiah 51, verse 11. It says, make the arrows bright, gather the shields, for the Lord has raised up the spirit of the kings of the Medes, for his plan is against Babylon to destroy it, because it's vengeance of the Lord, the vengeance of the temple. Now, I've read different passages that say there's multiple kings of the Medes. Well, who are the Medes? Well, some of the Medes are in Ukraine. They're in Russia. I think they're in part of Moldova. You said, what about Armenia? Well, we read the passage that said that people from Armenian lands are also going to join with the kings of the Medes. So, and also I think there are Medes in Belarus. Okay. And I would say like in Crimea and the Donbass. Okay. And probably even some in Georgia, maybe even some in Iran. So what's going to happen? In Moldova and in Armenia, they're looking at, should we get closer to the European Union? And they're going to probably get somewhere closer. Again, Daniel 8 prophecy points to things going in that particular direction. And they even might temporarily be part of the end time beast power. But back in 2013, I warned that at least parts of Ukraine were going to end up supporting Russia. And right now you've got the Donbass, much of it anyway, and Crimea doing that. In the end, I believe Armenia is going to support Russia, even though, again, it may be part of the European beast for a while. We'll see. But these lands, you know, right now they're looking at their short-term economic, what they think is their benefit. But the reality is, when you look at what the Bible teaches, it teaches that the European power is going to go down to the south and east. So Moldova, Armenia, and Ukraine are kind of in there. But we also see the Bible says the people from Ararat and the Medes are going to get together and go against the end time daughter of Babylon, which is what the Babylon you read about in Revelation 17 and 18, the European king of the north, same one, the same little horn that we were talking about earlier. Anyway, the reality is, you watch world events right now, they actually are aligning with properly understood biblical prophecies.
Thank you, Dr. Teal. For more interviews with Dr. Teal, in addition to written as well as audio articles, visit our website at BibleNewsProphecy.net. This is Steve Dupuy for the Bible News Prophecy Program.